The Tottenham were just one of them nomad teams.
Right, my darling.
Speaking of nomad teams.
West Ham.
Who's got sacked? Have I got sacked? Where have I got sacked from?
Your man's getting sacked, isn't he? Pellegrini's getting sacked. You're getting Moyes back, aren't you?
Oh, for God's sake. Apparently, there's a tug of war between Everton and West Ham to get
David
him
Moyes,
off.
David Moyes is like a pig in shit, isn't he?
Oh, you want to lose that tug of war now?
Oh, tell me about it, mate. Look, I've had him. I've had him already. I don't need him back. He had the worst. I think they drew the last game of him in charge. And if he'd have lost that game, he would have had the worst record in West Ham's history as a manager. So, yeah, no love lost with that one. I don't want to see him back at all. I'll take anyone over him. So bring Allardyce back. I don't want him either, but I'd rather have him than Moyes.
Big Jesus. Sam.
Fuck off, Mo Salah.
Right, should we crack on?
Go on,
let's get this put to bed.
We'll put you to bed.
Hello and welcome to this festive edition of Everybody's Got One. Tonight, we're going a little bit different. It's the first day of Advent. So has anybody opened their Advent calendars yet? And what did you get?
I've got a Reese's Pieces Advent calendar.
Yeah.
So it's just full of peanut butter cups. So I had a peanut butter cup.
Peanut butter cunts.
Yeah.
Cups. Yeah. Sorry. And Stewie, what did you guess? Stewie's on board today.
No, I didn't. I don't do advent calendars.
Tosser.
Just buying for the kids. Got it.
Fucking hell, man.
God.
You could, at the age of you now, you could drop dead at any minute. Get a fucking advent calendar.
That's it. I'm that old. I can't have a countdown. Can't do it. I have a countdown of days.
Yeah, true. That could be the end of his life.
Yeah. Anyway, I've got Matthew, me 15-year-old lad. Boss, well, he's like 15, 14, isn't he?
He's just got just socks in, different socks in to shoot his load into.
Yeah, to replace all the crusty ones under his bed. A Kellogg's advent calendar, you know them cereal bars?
What?
The cereal bars, Kellogg's Frosties and Cocoa Pops and all them.
Don't you love them?
Yeah. He wants it, he loves it.
Hey, Stuart, how do you entertain your kids? You let them watch Blue Peter? Fucking hell.
Is that still going?
And joining us also, I think this is the first time officially, is Colin, the failed takeover host.
I wouldn't say we failed. I reckon it was took back off him, wasn't it?
He stuck his dick in once, he pulled out, shot his load and said, I can't handle the pressure of this fucking Goliath podcast.
Effectively, Colin is the recipient of Craig's Indian giving.
Yeah. Happy Christmas.
Listen, I take my time with things, mate, right? I don't rush things out like you do, like just I'll fucking record it and throw it out. I was working on a behemoth episode.
Well, you can have that behemoth episode. I'll give you it. Yeah. You can, but it'll be out when Easter 2021 is that when it's coming out?
It'll come out when Brexit happens.
Yeah, you can't rush these things. It will come out when it comes out.
I know you've taken podcasting to the next level. You're an artist, sir, and I salute you. What is in your advent calendar?
What? I haven't got one.
Fucking hell, mate. Just because you're a Chelsea fan doesn't mean you can't have advent calendars. I think that's what Mourinho said just before he said... Yeah.
I thought Chelsea fans had Harrods advent calendars anyway.
Yeah.
I don't bother with all that. Like, Christmas is like a... It's all right, Christmas, but it's like a distraction, isn't it? It's a bit of a inconvenience.
Yes.
I don't get involved.
Agreed. Yeah. My beard's got the fucking madness. Her eyes have glazed over. Every conversation is whispered in hushed tones with her sister and her mother.
about what shit I'm going to be selling at a car boot sale in 6 months' time.
Them car boot sales are classic. We've got a table next to each other, obviously, and he's selling all these Boss things, still in boxes, still haven't been opened, and he's selling them to people for like 50p, and I'm going, Craig, I don't have that. Craig, don't sell it. I'll have that.
Yeah, for 60p. Yeah.
Unopened bottles of perfume and all sorts.
Yeah. Well, they go for £4. There's a fucking witch at the car boot sale. She comes over. She pretends she's a fucking gippo. And she goes, oh, I'll give you £5 for all them bottles of perfume. And you're like, that fuck off, love. There's about £600 worth of perfume there. At least give me £6 a bottle.
Oh, all right, then.
Oh, I'll tell you what, like, Carl, I know this is what the episode's about, but car boots. Jesus there you go, one Christ. Up. Jesus. Right, stop watching fucking football. We're pulling it back up. This is a Craig move, this is. Car boots. I fucking hate them. And I'll tell you why. Because I remember when we've sold a few before.
Car boot sales are boss in London, aren't they? It's all caviar and fucking croissants.
No, what happens is you pull up in the car and you're waiting to be able to park up so you can start unloading your goods. And then what you do is you get these tossers that have got there like at 5 o'clock in the morning who just come up to you in your car before you start getting stuff out, having a scoop around, like looking through the windows, going, oh, can I buy that? Can I buy that? I'm like, no, fuck off. Is it on a table? Is it on a bit of cloth? No.
So you're posh down south, up north. You just as you're driving in, they open your doors and open your boots.
No, they do. It's fucking bollocks, right? I don't like them either. My missus done one a couple of years ago, and people like robbed them. They robbed them.
Jesus Christ!
They were putting it out on the table and they were robbing it.
And you're in a posh area of London at all?
Yeah, but I think she's gone a bit out towards South London and
the suburbs.
Yeah. Is that where Nick's from?
Nah, mate, I'm from East London.
So your car boot sales are pony and fucking car sales then, aren't they?
Yeah, with Dale Boys, mate.
Jelly deals.
Jelly deals.
Yeah. Pie and mash, mate.
Yeah. Pie and mash, jelly and shit.
Fucking jelly deals.
So, right, on this festive Christmas episode, we are doing a Christmas Eve episode, all be revealed at the end, but what's everyone drinking?
I'm on a can of Magnus, just plain ordinary Magnus.
Cider, yeah?
Yeah, I like me ciders now.
My beard loves putting things in cider.
I know. Yeah, polk, normally.
Yeah. Anything really. Nick, what are you drinking?
I just come back in from the cinema. A new episode of Pop After Dark comes out in 20 minutes.
That's how you do it, Colin. That's how you do it.
No, I need at least 3 days.
Yeah, mate.
He's just reviewing Schindler's List on his next episode.
Nah, if Colin has ever like bothers to listen to Pop After Dark, he knows it's a type of shit. It's because I don't edit it, so it's fine. I just finished a can
edit.
Of Coke.
What word's that? That's a new word to us. Edit.
It's a swear word, mate, to us. I just finished a can of Diet Coke on the way in, so I'm...
Fucking hell, mate, you're a cheating bastard. You give up Pepsi Max, cherry Pepsi Max specifically, because you were a crack addict, and all you've done has moved on to Diet Coke.
Yeah, I've got a bone to pick with you, right? I don't drink a lot of soft drinks.
Yep.
But recently, I quite fancied a cherry Coke.
Yep.
And I couldn't get a cherry Coke to start with, so I got the Pepsi Max. That's horrible. Then the cherry Coke's lovely. Well, why are you drinking that?
You know what? Cherry drinks in general, some of them give you a different aftertaste. And I'm not that keen on the Coke aftertaste compared to the Pepsi version. But there is something about cherry drinks. I don't know what the chemicals they put in it, but if you give the same drink to about 3 different people, they'll all have different opinions of it, if they like cherry drinks, because it just has a weird aftertaste. I can't explain it more than that.
All right.
But,
fair enough. You've got an answer.
Yeah. It's not a good
answer. It's a shit answer.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
I didn't say it was a good answer.
Have you seen the new flavour Pepsi coming out? I think it's just a Christmas edition. There's cinnamon.
Cinnamon and
Pepsi.
There's a cinnamon one and there's a, like clementine or something.
Yeah.
As well.
Mandarin or clementine, yeah.
Yeah, fuck that shit. I've had orange Coke once. It's absolute rank.
Right. Let's crack on with this after Coke After Dark. So we're doing Secret Santa today. I just thought it'd be a little bit weird. So we did a little draw. £50 each. We've all went out and bought these, especially in the shop. So Stuart got Nick. So Stuart, what have you bought Nick?
Well, I didn't know whether it was going to be something funny, something weird, something. So I really thought about this.
Something funny, something weird. A, that sounds like
he's,
me.
He's put a down payment on your grave.
I've actually done a serious one. I've thought long and hard, and I thought, Nick, I might be wrong, but I think probably one of your top three films of all time is Tron.
Yep.
So I've gone Tron themed.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh. So I spent all day today, like it wasn't last minute or nothing.
Nah.
And I found a Mickey Mouse remote control Tron, what they call life cycles.
Wow.
And I've looked, it's on YouTube, and it does actually, it is best than it sounds. However, it is a Shanghai Disneyland exclusive.
Right.
So I couldn't actually get it.
So,
how much was it?
I couldn't find the price.
Oh.
That's also why I didn't get it.
Right, so...
So Nick's got nothing on to open.
No. So I went on to something else.
Oh, okay.
Go on,
okay.
Comments on that then, Nick. Go on.
So first of all, thank you very much. I very much appreciate it. Surprisingly, even though I have a very large collection of Tron merchandise, I only own pin badges from Shanghai Disney, so all of the merchandise I'm actually after, so that would have been an absolute ideal gift.
Yeah,
but, up yours.
So if you're ever going to Shanghai, or if I'm ever going, I'll pick one up for you.
Oh. So what did you really get him?
So then I thought, so I can't get that because I'm not going to Shanghai, so I found a Tron endorsed hoodie.
Ooh.
It actually looks really quite nice. And seeing how we know he likes to get dressed up in the parks, because I seem to remember seeing a photo of him recently wearing an Avengers outfit.
Wearing a cup as well with it.
Was it a cup? I thought it was all you.
Was that not a superimposed photo? Do you actually be seen in public in that fucking effort?
I was in Disneyland Park in that costume, yeah.
Oh, your missus must have looked like she'd taken a fucking special.
Oh, she fucking hated it.
So, oh, the poor girl.
Which made it all the better.
Poor girl.
Made it all the better, mate.
Was she 10 feet behind you?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Let me send that. So I've just sent that to the WhatsApp, the Messenger group.
That is a beautiful hoodie.
Have you got it, yeah?
Yep.
Right. Then I thought, now, so he must really like wearing. Dressed up.
Yep.
That's horrible.
Then I took it the next step and I thought, I wonder if he likes getting dressed up in his bedroom.
In ladies' clothes.
For his wife. My wife. So then I found this and I thought, oh, this is amazing. He'd love this.
Is it a book club?
Send this to you.
No, he's going to send it in the group. Hang on.
Has it got a SIM card attached to it?
Craig,
hold on.
Craig is going to be sharing all the links and stuff in the show notes.
So this is what I've got, yeah? And you can ride your Lindsay like a light cycle.
Like a light cycle. You've got to get that. We need to see Nick wearing this.
Right, now. Right.
He's got
I've
one.
Already got one.
No, well, right. So here's the story.
Lindsay's got one.
Here's the story. Leading up to that trip to Disneyland Paris, because we was going to Halloween party, which meant I could dress up, I was desperately looking for that costume. And I only found one on eBay, and I lost it.
Secondhand.
With like minutes to go. Like literally minutes to go. And it went for like a fiver or something stupid. And ever since then, I've not found it in my size. So if anyone can find
there you go. It's on Amazon.
There you go. So yeah, I'll have that.
50 quid on Amazon.
And they do kid sizes.
They do 50
quid.
Size.
That's 50 quid.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was 20 quid when it came out, but, you know, inflation. But see, what Stuart's done there is he's thought long and hard about what a boring fucker I am. And and he's managed to pick up two presents, which I've both wanted but don't have. So he's
there. You go.
In fact, three because of the Shanghai one as well. So
I've just put the photo of the remote control Mickey Mouse on there as well. Now,
superb! Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool.
I'll send you my Disney transfer later and my address to pick up those goods. But that was very good of you, Stuart. Very much appreciated. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
So Nick now got Colin in the draw.
Right. Now I know Colin, and I thought long and hard about what if I was getting something for Colin, what I would get him. So I'd already sent this stuff to Craig, but first one I'm going to share.
This isn't a Diz After Dark t-shirt, is it?
Yeah, it is. Signed by me.
Oh, God.
Hey! Obviously. No, this is the first one, Colin. So, unfortunately, you're going to have to click on the link, although the link kind of gives away what it is. But it is a Marmite selection box.
Ooh. Oh, happy days. Let's have a look. Let's have a look. I can see it here.
Exactly. The picture's just popped up, actually.
Oh, yeah. So, that's a bit of me, that is.
So what you've got there is you've got some Marmite, right? You've got like a normal jar of Marmite. You've got a little couple of travel packets of Marmite.
Yeah.
Always good to travel with some Marmite. But then you've got...
Stick it on your dick.
You've got some Marmite crisps, which, you know, I know Colin loves.
I love them. I love them.
We've got the Marmite cashew nuts, which are very good as well. And I think there's a packet of Marmite rice cakes there as well.
Nice.
Oh, look at that. So, look at that. That's very nice.
What a beauty.
I appreciate that. I'm a obviously everyone knows I'm a big fan of Marmite, so I've got no problems there.
Now that was a cheaper present. The second present I got you was this one, and again, when it pops up, you'll kind of get a flavour why. But I wanted to go for something a little bit more serious, a little bit more grown up, a little bit more adult, and I thought, what can possibly tick all of those boxes? And of course, it's a Star Wars TIE Fighter desk lamp.
Cool.
Oh, look at that.
That's loved that.
Very nice, that. Very. You thought about it, so I appreciate it.
No worries. So, yeah, there was a Millennium Falcon one, but it was slightly over budget.
Millennium Falcon sex toy it was.
Yes.
I've already got one of them.
Haven't we all?
If only. So, so that is what I chose to get, Colin.
Oh, that's
Merry really? Christmas.
These are proper nice prezzies. So Colin got me. Come on, Colin. Is it a Chelsea shirt?
No. I've done the same thing, right? I thought I'd go online, I'd look for something like some weird kind of perverted sex thing or something like that. That's probably suit you.
You know quite well, yeah.
But then I thought, you know, maybe
my wife.
I went to look for some like Beatles memorabilia, try and find some strange Beatles memorabilia. It's all really, really expensive. You can buy like these really weird Japanese masks and stuff, but they were too expensive. And eventually, I was on the internet for about 6 hours, and I stumbled across something called Mousterpieces on Etsy. Right, and this person does like taxidermy on mice, and then turns them into like popular TV and film characters. So
real dead mice.
Yeah. So for the pricely sum of £48.57, I got you a Mr. T taxidermy mouse. it's truly horrendous, right? It's truly horrendous. I'm just about to put it in and out. Hang on.
Oh, you're so kind.
I mean, I pity the fool that doesn't get a taxidermy mouse and a celebrity costume for Christmas.
I ain't stuffing no mouse, fool.
It's absolutely horrible.
Colin wins. Colin
has won. You can buy that for £48.
That could literally go up my arse.
Oh my God.
Look at his little face. He didn't want to die.
Oh, I mean, you've got to wonder what he died of, looking at the face of it.
That's like, he's taken too soon.
Truly, I mean, it's horrendous, isn't it?
I mean, there is one positive thing about it. At least they didn't try and black up the mouse.
Well, he's already black.
Well, his face, I mean, God knows what colour that face is. I mean, Jesus, look at it. He's got white arms. It's the
way. It's the way they've not bothered to just put one chain round its neck. They've wrapped it four times.
If you didn't tell me what it is and you sent me a picture and said, what is it? I'd say it's a mouse that's been captured.
Yeah.
And held against its will because that's what it looks like. Jesus Christ.
Well, there you go. Happy Christmas.
Thanks. Craig, thanks, mate.
Craig, just
I can see that on your mantelpiece.
Just stop the episode. Like, it's one.
I can see that on my car bonnet.
not for long. Not in Liverpool.
No, I'm sure that'll get stolen.
I think that can replace the buddy Christ that got you a couple of years ago in your car.
Pride of place now in my garage. Now, I really struggled with Stuart because Stuart always gets weird presents. You do, though, don't you?
Advent calendars, yeah.
I'm really hard to buy for because, I mean, Mrs. hates it because whenever I want something, I just go out and buy it. So when it comes to birthdays and Christmas and Father's Day, I've got everything I wanted.
Yeah. So the only thing that ever makes Stuart truly happy that I buy him, right,
is a Prozzy.
No, it's better than that because it doesn't.
It's a midget Prozzy.
It doesn't answer back.
Is that because it's there half price?
So, whenever we go to Scotland, I always buy him something special.
Oh, I know what's coming.
Oh, yeah.
Now, obviously, I haven't just bought him lawn sausage slices. I've bought him, like, £20 worth of lawn sausage slices.
So he's essentially got a freezer's worth of lawn sausage slices.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, now, hang on. Let's just explain. Although we're going to send the images out with this podcast, if any American listeners are listening, a lawn sausage, it's spelled L-O-R-N-E, and it's also known as a square sausage.
Yeah, what square is it? Sausage. I've never had this.
It's what it looks like. It's like... If sausage was made into the shape of a piece of bread,
it's a Scottish delicacy.
That is funny, what it is.
Funny you should say that, Nick, because my next product is you'll never see Stuart so happy.
Oh, Scotch rolls.
Now, you can't get these in England for some reason.
Because they're Scottish.
As they sell them now and again.
Because they're called morning rolls, and you've got this weird crusty sensation. It tastes stale almost, but that's Scotland, isn't it?
Yes. Yes.
And then just to round off the £50, and again, I really...
Well, you spent £20 on sausage.
Yeah.
I mean, and you're rounding up the £50. How much did you fucking spend on Ross?
I only spent a tenner on rolls because you get a lot of rolls for a tenner. And I spent the rest on the...
Jesus, that's still a thing.
Colin's Mr. T was winning it, but you've just won.
So,
what a meal.
I bring these back from Scotland that's every breakfast. Time ago.
This is my child. This is my child, not the beer. But the reason this is because my old fella's a Glaswegian. He's passed on now. But obviously, when I used to go to Scotland every year, we used to go and visit family. Square sausage and these morning rolls you can only get in Scotland. So when Craig used to go to Scotland with his family, I'd say to him, can you bring me some lawn sausage and morning rolls back? And then later on, the McEwan's lager. So it's like it's a blast from the past for me.
Now I'm going to blow your mind, Stuart.
Go on.
Because I have actually found
a can of McEwan's lager.
Now that's about as likely to be found as white dog shit. No, you can actually buy square sausage in Iceland.
Yeah, no, but it's not the same.
Not the country. Yeah,
probably rubbish, isn't it?
Not it's not the same.
It's Iceland version. So yeah, of course it's not the same. But as a tide you over. But yeah, I've had proper lawn sausage before back in the day, and it's not stuff. The same. Yeah, yeah. It's got spices.
I've got a question for you, Stuart. Right, so you've got the lawn sausage, you've got your morning rolls. What is the sauce you're going to put in that?
Oh, what a
brown
question.
With square sauce, it's just got to be brown HP sauce.
It's got to be brown.
HP, you're an absolute fiend. Daddy's sauce, mate. Daddy's
on chips.
Daddy's, mate.
You can comment on not, and you give me a dead fucking rat for me Christmas present.
It was a mouse,
and it's lovingly been like restored, and then given a lovely look, like a really, you know, 50 quid. When... It's 50 quid. You can buy it
now.
Like, I can make it better for you for your next birthday. I'll get you the Hannibal.
So in 4 years' time, I'll have to full 80.
Yeah, you get face and Murdoch.
Yeah. Oh, can you imagine the little van that they can stand in front of and all?
I'll tell you what, van. if you go and look at this site, right? They've got this is a cheap one, but they've got like loads of stuff. They've got like
imagine they get the Beatles crossing Abbey Road.
Yeah, there you go. She'll do it for you. Custom job, no problem. Right, they got. She's got the Pulp Fiction ones with the guns, like the two pellets. That's like £100.
Yeah, but you do get two.
You get two.
Have you got any like people from history, real people like
Adolf Hitler,
or stranger? We both went to Adolf Street. Margaret Thatcher.
No, that's a rat. Thatcher.
That one's flammable.
But you can request it. You can get what you want done. Get the Beatles done on Abbey Road, whatever you like.
What about Abbey? I'd like Abbey.
with little blonde wigs.
Yeah. It'd be lovely. Or the cast of Friends.
I might buy the Simpsons.
Paint them yellow.
Just sat on the couch.
Oh, for God's sake, these animals are already dead. Don't paint them as well.
I'm getting the mouse traps out so I can make a living out of this. Just dressing up that's mice.
Just dressing up roadkill.
God, what is this show turning into?
Merry Christmas! oh, your Lord Little Tap Dancing Doggy. He could be Hannibal Lecter.
I mean, if you left him a decayed mouse, he probably would turn into Hannibal Lecter, to be fair. The only good stuff with that is that it would be full of stuffing rather than guts, so leave less of a mess on the floor. So I suppose there is that. But...
Well, I think that works quite well. Thank you very much, guys. You're all very, very generous.
Yeah, well, thank you for giving us the 50 quid to buy these non-existent presents.
Oh, it's our pleasure. My pleasure. Out of the funds, all the money we've raised this year from everybody's got one. Yeah. Shirt sales.
Thanks for my presence of a heart attack next year with having a year's worth of fry-ups every morning.
Yeah. Cardiac arrest.
Hey, look at that. Look at Stuart trying to convince us that's going to last him a year. I've hung out with Stuart. That lasts your month, mate. Stop beating around the bush.
Have you got any of the bread left from October?
No, it's well gone. Oh. You only got me two loaves.
Two loaves.
Yeah, two loaves don't last long, does it?
Right, not so them go on. Square bread.
Right, so go on, Craig. You're just gonna tease the next episode.
Yeah, so the next two episodes are going to be us just recording on our own. I know no one likes doing them, but it's Christmas, everyone's busy, and I want a Christmas Day episode going out on Christmas Eve, and I want a New Year's Eve episode going out on actually New Year's Eve. And I'm trying to get all the podcasts that I can in the network to put these shows out as well on the same times, whatever content he wants. But I want everybody to have something to listen to on Christmas and New Year's Eve if they want to listen to them. So are everybody's got one, two shows? Or Christmas Day, what is the your Christmas dinner consisting of?
Yep.
Okay, quite simple. It's 5 minutes of you talking into the phone. Send me the audio. I'll piece them together. Any listeners?
Is it going to be 5 minutes though? You're asking me to do it.
Oh, yeah, you'll be a prick and you'll tell us what you're having for fucking Easter as well. But, yeah, so something like that. So what is on your menu for Christmas dinner, right?
And turkey, then, done.
And then it's the turkey sweats, lawn sausage on a butty. And then the Christmas Eve, the New Year's Eve episode, sorry, is your three memorable Christmas, fucking hell, three memorable New Year's Eve episodes of your life or events or, you know, so three.
Hang on, what's happened on New Year's Eve?
Yeah, three New Year's Eves that you've experienced in your life that were memorable. Not the best New Year's Eve, you know, somebody in your family because they got shot or something. But
fucking hell. What's going on in Liverpool?
Shootings.
I remember my pet mouse got killed and turned into a fucking Mr. T.
Well, hang on. So really what Craig's asking for is two of your favourite New Year's Eves or most memorable New Year's Eves and the Millennium New Year's Eve. Because that's what's gonna be in everyone's list, right?
I was working New Year's Eve on the Millennium. I was up at fucking 3 o'clock in the morning for work.
I don't celebrate New Year really. It's gonna be pretty boring for me. I don't go out or nothing.
No, but you must have done when you were a scally lad at some point.
Right, hang on, I can qualify. Scally lad. I can qualify that Colin doesn't celebrate New Year's Eve because I've spent New Year's Eve with him. So
just holding
them. If that's not a reason to say that he doesn't celebrate New Year's Eve, then I don't know what he's...
Oh, yeah, I suppose. But I can't really remember. That was ages ago.
Nah, of course it was, mate. It was like 2 decades ago. Far too. We were
in the bath together. That's all I'm going to say.
So we can't talk about it because there's still talk and stuff like that. So
yeah, no, you're right. It's a bit like the Uncle Bryn situation. You just don't talk about the boat trip. We just don't talk about New Year's Eve.
So hopefully they're the next two episodes. So the next new episode where we're all sitting down will be the January edition at some point in January. And it might be Colin's masterpiece. His piece de resistance.
Maybe, but now you're putting me under pressure and you're rushing me. Yeah. So we'll have to see, won't we?
January 2021, then.
Yeah, well, that'll be the next time I get my own podcast out.
That's true. New podcast from Colin coming out.
Yeah, I can't. What is it, Colin? What's going on here? A bit of fighting. So what's the new podcast?
I've got a new podcast. It's called The Best Album You've Never Heard. It's just me and guests. I give a guest an album they've never heard, they give me one too, and then we sit down and talk about it. I'm recording it all in December and probably early New Year, and then it will start to come out a bit, and obviously it will be on the network.
Fantastic.
Cannot wait.
You've got a couple of bell ends opening the show, haven't you? Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, you're both on it. So.
And otherwise, you're on Half and Half Scarves as well?
Yeah, Half and Half Scarves. It's just, I wouldn't even bother with it. Just four idiots.
That's fucking boss, mate. I love it.
Hang on. I wouldn't bother with it. It's just four idiots as it becomes a podcast.
Yeah. You've got, well.
Basically, Colin's got a type.
Yeah.
And Nick, you're on every other show on the planet.
Yeah, pretty much. The only one I've not been on yet is Mark Maron's What The Fuck. So if Mark Maron wants to, I'm available.
You'll be behind Donald Trump, I think. So, yeah, so happy Christmas, everyone.
Yeah, have a good
happy Christmas.
Yeah, all the best.
Yeah, live long and prosper. Oh,
Nanu, Nanu.
No, dead quick. Before, because we won't have seen it, and this will be out before it, but what are we all guessing Star Wars was like? Oh my god, it was the best film I've ever seen.
Well, I'm not going to watch it, so. What?
Why? Why aren't you watching it?
What? Did you not listen to my...
Yeah, my I did, but Nick, you said you were going to go with Nick and watch it.
Yeah, we haven't sorted it out. I tell you what, I did watch The Mandalorian.
Boss.
Yeah.
Very good, very good. But, enjoyed that a lot.
There you go. So, I'm going to say.
I'm getting Colin. Why?
I'm going to say 11 out of 10 for The Last Star Wars.
Oh, fucking hell. Even I'm not saying that.
No, it ruined it for me when Chewbacca was shagging that Princess Leia.
I think that was Star Wars XXX.
I'd love a bit of that, yeah. Right, and on that note, cue the music.
is lying on the ground, and in the air the sleigh bells sound. The frosty patterned window pane, it's British summertime again.
No, it's not! It's Christmas!
Yes, Christmas and old children wait for hoofbeats on the roof. But this year's stockings won't be filled, there's been a mighty goof. Yes, this year there's no peace on earth, nor food and gifts abundant. For Father Christmas has been sacked, and his gnomes are all redundant.
This podcast is part of the After Dark Podcast Network.